Radio Queensland.
On your radio, online, and on your mobile. This is ABC Radio Queensland.
Soldier, sir. My name's Phil. It's great to be with you this morning. 11 minutes past nine is the time. And with another interest rate rise expected today, you may well be thinking about refinancing your mortgage or even about your own budget. You've given it a thought. It's hard not to, isn't it? Sort of comes to the front of the mind. Well, have a quick think about your personal debt and how much do you have on maybe a credit card as well as your mortgage, maybe a personal loan, you know, car, boat, caravan. Do you have any bills that you might have put off that you probably shouldn't have? If you're thinking about refinancing or getting a credit card, you will need to have thought about your credit score. Because having a healthy credit score is important if you're planning on applying for a home loan or another credit product. Lenders use this score as a way of determining whether loaning you money is an acceptable risk or not. But not everyone has a credit score rated as very good or excellent. So how can you repair your credit score if it's not very good or excellent? Let's explore this. Dan Javeski is the Chief Executive Officer of We Money, and he's with us this morning. Hi, Dan.
Hi, Bill. Great to be with you.
Hey, first of all, how do we go about looking up our credit score, you know, instead of lining up for 2 years at a bank?
Well, great question, Bill, and there is plenty of resources for Australians to go check the credit score. If they type in free credit score into Google, they'll see a couple of different websites. They can get the credit score directly from the bureaus themselves. So the three major credit bureaus in Australia are Equifax, Experian and Illion, which all the banks and utility companies report your credit information to, and you're entitled to one free credit report each and every single year directly from the credit bureaus themselves, which they will give you the full file that a bank would receive when you make your credit application. So consumers can head to those three websites and request their credit scores for free directly with the credit bureaus themselves.
Right. So how is it affected? You might be thinking, yeah, used to have a car loan, paid it off, got a house loan, I'm up to date with my stuff, so I don't have a problem, but how might I have a problem? What else could affect my credit score?
Well, Phil, there's a couple of different factors that go into people's credit scores, and making your repayments on time is the big one. So about 3 years ago, there was a massive change to the Privacy Act here in Australia, which now means that banks can obtain and share information about your repayment history. So every time you make your repayments on time, that's considered a very positive indicator towards your credit score. But if you don't make your repayments on time, that's considered a very negative impact to your credit score. And a lot of these negative repayments can lower your credit score and it can impact the ability for you to obtain credit. For example, if you're looking to upgrade your car and you've had a few issues with making bill payments on time in the last couple of years, that could mean the difference of you potentially paying interest rate on a car loan of somewhere north of 15% or 6%. So if you've got an excellent credit score, you could be eligible for that low rate of, say, 6% or even lower. But if you don't have a great credit score, it could mean that you'd be paying double interest on certain credit products as Australia moves into this very American-style credit reporting system, which is only accelerating with time. So, yes, there are a lot of factors that go into your credit score, but making your payments on time is certainly one of them that is a major factor. The other one is the amount of credit inquiries that you make. So if you're making a lot of credit inquiries, so making applications for credit cards, mortgages, or other forms of credit, the more inquiries you make, the more the banks deem you as being desperate for credit, and therefore will have an impact on your credit score and also your ability to obtain a credit product.
Right. Dan Javeski is my guest. He's CEO of We Money. So if we were to have a bad score, is it repairable? Can we write a letter of an apology or what happens?
Well, Phil, you'd be totally surprised that the majority of negative credit reporting instances that happen on consumers' credit file are actually due to sheer accident. And in a lot of the cases, it's somebody moving home. So when you move home, you change your address, you've got your bills, say for your phone plan, that come to your old address.
Yep.
And some people just simply forget to make those payments, or they're unaware they had to make the payment in the first place, and that can have a pretty negative impact on your credit score, in some cases resulting into a default. And so what we would encourage consumers to do is to check their credit report to make sure there's no errors inside their credit report which could be affecting their credit score. And these errors often come up when you apply for, say, a mortgage, and you're thinking, she'll be right, but you uncover that there is a sneaky little telecommunications default that snuck into your credit file due to, a human error. And so that's a first thing. And then, yes, the good thing that Australians should also be aware of is that even if you've had financial difficulty before in the past, not being able to make repayments, defaults on your credit file are removed every single 5 years. So there is a chance to recover and recoup your credit score, over a period of time. So check for errors. And number two, make sure you make your repayments on time for all your products, because that can have a dramatic impact on improving your credit score next time you make an application for any credit product.
Right. So how severe could it be? Let's say I've got a safe credit history, I've paid off cars in the past, I've paid off a house or something, you go for a new one, but you've got, I don't know, late Ergon bills or, late Foxtel bills, something like that. Could it be the difference between a yay or a nay from a bank?
Yes, absolutely, yes. So banks are becoming incredibly picky at looking at people's credit scores and what's listed on the credit report. Now, some of them are fairly, innocuous, like the one that you mentioned around the Foxtel bill. As long as you have made those repayments on those late accounts when you apply for credit, they could be seen more favourably. But just to give you an idea of an example, if you have a default listed on your credit file, you could have a credit score of, say, 800 out of, 1,000. And if you have a default listed in your credit file, you could be experiencing credit score even as low as 400 for a freshly listed default in your credit file. And that could mean the difference if you're getting approved for a mortgage or not. So, yes, Phil, it can have a major impact on your ability to obtain credit.
Now, is it black and white? Is there a set of rules, or is there discretion allowed within each whoever loan institution you're applying for?
Yeah, well, that's the beauty of the Australian banking system, and especially with credit scores, Phil. I know there's a lot of doom and gloom out there on, having a perfect credit score, but, life does happen to a lot of people, and, yes, there is discretion, especially when it comes to lenders, when they look at certain factors to do with your credit score. And a lot of them are determined on, if you had late payments, did you make those payments in the end? So were they kept up to date, or was that default paid in full? That's often looked, very favourably. And the second thing they look at is the age of the default. Now, if it's 3 to 4 years old, a lot of things can happen in 3 to 4 years. You could have changed employment, got a pay rise, all these other great factors that contribute towards your application. And lenders, and the ones worth their salt, Phil, will typically look at that in a very circumstantial way, based on your own individual circumstance at the time. So, yes, there is hope. Even if you do have negative marks in your credit score, it's not the be-all and end-all when you're making, applications for, certain credit products, like a mortgage.
Right. Don't panic. So, finally, you've said that we can all get a free credit score check online. Security-wise, just because that seems to be the flavour of the year, unfortunately, who can see our credit scores?
So the people that can see your credit scores, Phil, are people that you give direct access at the time of a credit application, for example. So when you go to a bank, you typically have some terms and conditions which you need to sign before making a credit application, which allows the banks to access your credit information and your credit file. And that can mean other providers as well, anyone to do with the application of credit, be that somebody, say, a dealership that's looking to make an application for a car loan, a telecommunications provider, an energy retailer, and also other providers that offer the ability for you to obtain your credit score on a regular basis. So it's all done with consent, and you have to give your explicit consent to retrieve and access your credit score for a credit application. And so I would say it's fairly secure, Phil, because there are a lot of laws governing the access of people's credit information, and only reputable companies can access that on your behalf. So I would say that on the whole, Australia is generally quite up there in terms of security provisions with people's creditor nation, which is good news for a lot of Australians.
All right, Dan, you've given us a lot to think about if individuals are considering going for loans or, as we said at the top, maybe looking at refinancing, things like that. Just make sure we get our credit score, Schmicko. Dan, thanks so much for your insights. Really appreciate it.
Thanks, Phil. Great to be with you.
Cheers. Dan Jaweski there. He's the CEO of WeMoney. Explaining that there, so yeah.